Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Jade, Maddie and Crevo podcast. Jade's still away. Crevo, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So I'm very excited because coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to call Russia. Now, you might be wondering why. So obviously this podcast goes worldwide.
Of course, it's a podcast.
In the back end of the podcast, we get to see which countries are listening to us. And I found out that there is a town called Tolyatti in Russia that listens to our show. There are several people, in fact, that listen in that town, which fascinates me.
It's bizarre. Who's doing that?
Well, I want to talk to the people in those towns that listen to us. So I'm putting it out there right now. If you are listening internationally to this show, please hit us up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo and hit us up with your details because we want to have a chat to you, whether you're in Russia, Singapore, the States, the UK. They're all on there.
That's right. So basically, if you're any kind of person who's listening outside of Australia, get in touch with us on Instagram. We want to know who you are and have a chat to you.
I'm so excited by this. It fascinates me. You know, we sit here in our little studio in Newcastle, New South Wales, and someone in Tolyatti, Russia, is listening to our show.
This is bizarre. It's mind-blowing stuff.
I mean, there must be expats or something, surely. There would be a language barrier there.
You'd think.
Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what we get. So please get in touch because we want to do a cool little segment with you guys.
Exactly right. At Jade Maddie Crevo on Insta.
That's right. Now, great show today. I had fun. The List King was on, of course, Bruno Boucher. His power rankings of Australian cities. Newcastle, of course, is on the list. Find out in the podcast where Newcastle sits. Check it out, though. If you're from Australia, check out where your city sits because it's so good. I'm sorry if you're from the Gold Coast, though.
It's not doing too well.
No good. Plans for the Savo?
Well, it's a beautiful day.
It is actually here.
I've got a lot on, though. I'm going to try and get some more stuff down to the auction house to sell off of my little side hustle. And then, I don't know, I'd love to go to the beach, but I don't know if I'll make it.
Let's be honest, not going to happen.
Unlikely. More likely this, maybe tomorrow or on the weekend.
The idea is good. What do you wear to the beach? Like, I find it weird to think about you at the beach.
What do you mean?
Well, it doesn't compute. Computer says no.
Okay.
I mean, what do you do at the beach? Like, what's your beach day look like?
So, if I've got a short amount of time, I just go for a swim in the surf. I love doing a bit of body surfing. Just catch a couple of waves and then get out.
Are you getting the rig out?
Yeah, what do you think? I'm wearing a rash? Are you kidding, mate?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, of course I'm getting the rig out. It's not a great rig, but it's a rig. I mean, Liam, let's face it. Liam Hemsworth and I have very different bodies.
Very different Okay, so when I go to the beach, I do get the rig out. I just have an average body. I'm not super fit. I know that. But the gays seem to get super uptight about it.
Really?
I do. I love how I'm just speaking for all gays, but I think I'm right. Straight guys are a lot less bothered by getting the rig out, regardless of what it looks like.
Very comfortable. I'm very comfortable with the whole thing.
Speedos or boardies?
I'm not wearing Speedos.
I hate Speedos.
Ew.
Oh, yuck. Taylor Swift. You know what? My friend and then a whole heap of other friends after him started wearing Speedos. Here are guys that just used to go to the beach if we're on holidays, wear shorts, like little boardies.
Yeah.
One gets the Speedos out, the sheep follow. I'm the only one in my friendship circle that hasn't busted out the Speedos because I just hate them. They're embarrassing.
You do wear boardies, yeah? What length?
Well, I get short boardies, so I don't get like the long,
What, like 10 centimetres above the knee? Even shorter?
No, about 10 centimetres above, maybe 12.
Yeah, you can't.
So they're like not super long billabong, basically 3/4 shorts. Definitely not into that.
You're not below the knee. You're not an animal.
Well, look, you said it. You said it. Hey, great show coming up today. Like I said at the start, if you're listening internationally, please get in touch at Jade Maddie Crevo.
We're fascinated by this.
Yeah, okay. Enjoy the show. Bye, guys.
See ya. Right across Newcastle. Am I thinking you're mad all the time with your arms crossed, but you're just itching your regrowth?
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The new FM.
3, 2, 1.
Go!
Oh, morning, guys. Welcome to Thursday. How are we today?
Brilliant. What a great day it is.
It is. Hello, Hamish.
Hello,
how are you?
Hello, guys. I'm well. How are you?
Oh, very good. I bet you're really thrilled about more coronavirus stories in your news bulletin
well,
today. Because every day's different in news, isn't
it's
it?
It's the grist we have to grind, to be honest. But, WHO finally coming to the table. We've all been calling it a pandemic.
Yes,
and now
yes.
They've called it such as well, too. Interesting what the government's doing, too. A lot of money in this coronavirus recession preventer. Yeah. $18 billion, I should say, and also cash payments for welfare recipients and pensioners as well, too.
Initially, it was only meant to be 10, yeah? Mm. So they've really pumped it up, haven't they?
Yeah, up to $20 billion, they reckon. So find out more, but that's the estimate at the moment.
I love their definition of a small business, up to $50 million.
Yeah. Dollars.
Do you know anyone with a business that turns over that much?
That's an enormous small business, to be honest.
Like, that seems like quite a lot. But anyway.
Kevin Rudd was sticking the knife in yesterday.
Of course he was.
It's like, oh, you know, you're giving us shit for all this time.
Yeah.
When we had to give our stimulus package. Yeah. I mean, some would argue his was a little bit more irresponsible, but...
Depends on the circumstances.
Depends that if you've got a TV out of it, doesn't it?
Exactly.
That is true. That is true.
Trip to Banana Republic.
Producer Jackson, how are you today?
Feeling good.
Feeling good, yeah. It's good vibes.
Friday
good vibes
Eve.
Around.
I'm really. Calling it. The week's done.
Yeah,
I've checked out. That's why I feel great.
Okay, Jade.
Relax, Jackson.
Skipping a day ahead.
At least I show up for work.
That's true.
Hey, up next, got to tell you about this great app that's just been released.
Oh, I love this.
For all you men that are feeling a little bit inadequate down in your pants, you know, maybe some women don't like. And a lot of women are quite judgy about that. Mm. I feel. I know the gays are.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as judgy in which world has the
well,
more judgy.
There's a new app where everyone feels welcome. I'm going to tell you more about that next after George Ezra, Budapest, live across Newcastle for your Thursday. It's 6:09. Good morning, Newcastle. George Ezra, Budapest. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This morning we're talking the new dating app for men with small penises. I mean, there really is an app for everything these days, isn't there?
I know. I mean, it's really, I feel like everybody is catered for.
Well, exactly right. Size does not matter on this app. It's called Dinky One. It's a new matchmaking website which aims to combat penis size pressure by helping those with smaller phalluses find love.
Oh, well, that's nice. The main thing is everybody's finding love. That's what I always say.
So the guy who created this, his name is David Mins, tells the internet, smaller guys can use the site privately and date outside of their usual network. Everyone understands the situation in advance, allowing couples to focus on getting to know each other and dating.
See, that's nice in a way, because I always feel like there's someone for everyone, and this is just like, you know, finding that niche group, really, isn't it?
Well, you might be wondering, you know, what qualifies as a small penis.
So, I wasn't, but let's go into it.
Of course we are. So if your member is smaller than 5.5 inches, which is the global average erect penis length, you're eligible to join.
Oh, that's nice. So there's quite a range in there, I guess, from 0 to 5.5. Do you think on that app, if you're closer to the 5.5 end, it's almost like
a disadvantage.
Like, it's too big. Like, because girls that are on there maybe are looking, or guys rather, I should say, are looking for the small size. So if you're on the bigger end, that's the equivalent of being on the smaller end on a normal app.
That is true. it goes on. So 27,000 members currently. Ratio 71% male to 27% female, 2% transgendered. One anonymous user says, when you're a smaller man, dating is very complicated. Mm. It's therefore far better to date online with strangers, and even better on a dedicated site such as Dinky One, as everyone knows in advance.
Because I can only imagine, if you're on the smaller side, then there has to be a point that you talk about it, but it's not something you want to talk about early on a first date or something.
Very awkward chat on the first date.
Exactly. And on another level, you don't want to be like wasting time, I guess, if that that person is really not into that.
Well, they've got a testimonial here from a female member. She says she simply prefers smaller schlongs. She says, I find sex painful with a man bigger than 4 inches. And in the past, I've had to resort to oral, but miss that close intimacy of sex.
See, there you go. It really helps everyone find love. I think it's great.
Would you use it?
If I was a... Yeah, maybe if I was on, you know, on the smaller side, it would be perfect because it gets rid of that awkwardness.
It really does. It really does. And it must be hard.
Absolutely. Mainly because, you know, it's hard to bring that up in conversation.
You know what? My friend struggles with this.
Really?
Yeah. He'll hate me for saying this. Well, but he's not going
to
hear it.
Yeah, unlikely to hear it.
Chapstick.
Is sort of the size comparison. Mm. Well, I guess that'd be perfect.
Like
for
a fat chapstick. You know, like the little glue sticks? Like the little versions of the boss stick, you know, the real sort of maybe like 3-inch ones.
Send him over to that app. I feel like there's a great opportunity.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I should send it to him. He's very sensitive about it. Anyway, it might be a way for him to find love. You got to deal with the cards you're dealt.
100%.
All right, what's in Jade's box? Up next, 105.3 New FM. Give it a shake, Crevo.
Clue first, mm-hmm. as always. So this one is probably about 20, 25 centimetres, but you can get different
big,
lengths.
Big.
You can get different lengths and thicknesses, really, now I think about it. Time to give it a shake.
Here we go. Okay, a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs. If you want to play, the lines are open. Call now, 13 1009.
The Novos. UFM. What's in Jade's box?
That's right. For a chance at a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown, it's very easy. 13 1009, you just got to figure out what's in there. Line's still open. First clue was that it comes in different lengths and thicknesses. Another clue, you're going to be wrapping your lips around this. All right.
Wrapping your lips.
I'll give it a shake. 13 1009 if you know it. Here we go.
Very light.
Oh, very light. I mean, usually I'm having to work quite hard to get this box moving, but not this morning. Very easy, really.
Around your lips. How is it shaking the box?
Do you want to have a go, mate?
Can
Maddie?
I have a go?
Yeah, of course. Jade's not here. She's always controlling her box. How easy is it this
very
morning?
Very easy. All right, let's go to the phones. This morning, 13 1009. Craig, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, mate. What's on for your day?
Work today.
Yeah, nice one. Where are you based at?
Barrow.
Barrow, brother. Yeah. Barrow, Craig.
How is it there this morning? But you getting these chillier vibes, like winter's here?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Get the jacket out.
Yeah.
All right, dust them out the cupboards.
Let's do it, mate. What's inside Jade's box today?
Straw.
Of course it is.
Oh, boom. There you go.
God, we make it easy for you, don't we?
Quite a thick straw. It's a slurpy straw.
Yeah, there you go.
Yellow or green? I'm colourblind.
Oh, green. Green. Definitely green.
Very good. All right, Craig, you're off to the movies, mate. Congratulations. It's all thanks to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. Up next, Crevo, after the news, we are talking how long between logs.
That's right. You told me this story yesterday that I could hardly believe. There was a moment in time, you said, where you went for an entire week without doing a poo.
Mm.
And I was like, are you serious? Like, that seems impossible to me.
Hamish is impressed with our highbrow content this morning.
Well, that's what we try and bring to the table. But 13 1009, how long between logs? Like, has there been a time period in time when it's been longer than a week? Surely no one can beat Maddie. Like, I think that's the longest anyone skipped in the whole region.
No, I think you're being a bit dramatic.
A week's not that long. I'm calling it. If there's no calls, you hold the record.
Happy to take that. All right, doing it next after the news, 6:27 at UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Shh, got a secret.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, big sale, big sale. Harvey Norman, Katara, 10 till 2 this weekend. We're going to be broadcasting live there at Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at Katara Home for their secret sale. This weekend is so top secret. The deals are so hot, we can't mention them on radio yet. You need to come into Katara Home to Newey's newest Harveys to find out what they are.
Perfect, perfect. If you're looking for a deal.
New TV. Like, I tell you what, if this stimulus is on the way.
Yeah.
They'll be cleaning up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
Next, though, I know this is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But 13-10-09, has anybody gone longer than a week without dropping the kids off at the pool?
Do you know what? If you can beat me a week,
I just don't even believe
we'll give you a prize.
I don't even believe there's anyone out there who hasn't done a poo for a week, like Maddie told me yesterday.
How do we get onto these topics of conversation after the show? It's quite worrying.
What happens is, I know exactly what happens is, because we talk about everything.
Yeah, that's
true. Every possible angle on any item in your life gets talked about. Mm. It's like being in prison.
It actually is, isn't it?
Like, you just talk about everything. That's why it happens. So,
I feel like the whole team is nodding in agreement at the moment.
13-10-09. Has anyone out there not done a log for more than a week? I just don't believe it's possible.
Oh, right.
You were so confident yesterday.
Get ready to be surprised, Kruber.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Doing it next after Aerosmith. Janie's Got a Gun at 105.3 New FM. It's currently 18 degrees at Nobby's. Good morning. Aerosmith, Janie's Got a Gun. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jay, Maddie Crevo. Tops of 25 degrees on the coast today, 26 at Maitland in the Valley and 24 at the lake. Crevo. 13-10-09 this morning. We are talking how long between logs. Yes, that's right.
So this is all because yesterday we were just having, like, we just chat and chat and chat. It's what we do behind the scenes. You told me this story that at one point you went an entire week without dropping one off at the pool. And I was like, are you serious?
You know,
I didn't
what?
Even think that was
it
a possible human possibility.
One of the worst experiences of my life. Because you just think that something is seriously wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the doctors.
That's a typical man move, isn't
it?
It
is, yeah.
I'll put it off a bit longer.
It was good. Just, you know, a few coffees and
away she went.
And cigs.
And it came in like a wrecking ball, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go to the phone.
We've got people.
I didn't think that anyone had gone longer than a week.
Fantastic.
Apparently, it's a very popular thing.
Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
How long between logs, Ali?
My daughter had 2 weeks because of the medication she was on.
2 weeks?
So like a round of antibiotics or something. That does block you out.
Yeah. So some sort of, you know, injury or operation or something, and then serious problems. At the end of it, at 13 days, what do you do?
I gave her orange juice and laxatives.
Okay, well, that'll probably work. What a combo.
I worked for 3 days later, but...
Oh, geez, no good. Thank you, Ali. Going to give you a bottle of Hunter Valley wine for that. 2 weeks. You did, in fact, beat me with that one. Do you know what? My dad, I used to hate his guts, so I used to put laxatives in his beer.
Oh, my God.
When I was a child.
There's a phone for tomorrow. Prince
yeah,
is a kid.
Actually. Who's next? Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Hey, mate. How long between logs? Good.
Hey there, mate.
Okay, so... Can we tell a story now?
Yeah, you're live on
air.
You're live.
Okay, so I used to be in the British Army. I was in the war in Iraq in 2003.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
The food that you get in the army, it kind of blocks you up and stops you going, so you can go for a prolonged period without needing to go.
Okay.
So we had a bit of a competition between the crew about, you know, who could not go the longest. So we had a guy called Taff Baker who was a bit of a grub. He managed to hold it in for 10 days.
Jeez.
Dave, what do you get when you win this competition other than cramps and a smelly toilet?
Respect.
And that's how he got it.
Somebody gets to tell a story about you on the radio in Australia.
I love
so,
that.
I mean, before that, I'm guessing he was just called Baker. But as soon as he did the 10 days, you're tough Baker now, man.
Yeah, but when he, after he, I mean, not when he's graphic, but after he let it go,
yeah.
He brought it in on a shovel, and this thing was like a foot long.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, he's proud of it.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Dave, what are they feeding you? Like, what's a standard meal that would block you up that much?
Oh, because you get these biscuits called Biscuits Brown.
Yeah.
And they're, like, known to block you up. So he was just feeding himself with this. You get this pate in a tin, and you eat it with the biscuits, and it just, like, slows your metabolism down so you don't need to go every day.
Wow, I mean, it sounds like a regular, Gordon Ramsay meal, but Biscuit Brown...
It's definitely not.
The clue's in the name.
That beats me. Bottle of Hunter Valley wine for you, Dave. Enjoy. Thank you, mate. Oh, jeez, everyone's beating me. See?
I know.
I told ya, it's a thing.
All right, Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
So, I believe you've been more than a week. What's your story?
So, I went 10 days.
10 days? Oh, tell us about what happened.
Okay, so I met this guy, dated him, decided to move in together, didn't think of all that sort of stuff. One toilet, I was too scared to go and make noises in front of him, so...
I feel that. I get that.
Really?
I'm like that too. Yeah, totally.
Yep, so the thing is, so over morning, by the time I have my second cup of coffee, I know that I'm going to go, so I quite often don't leave the house till I have that second cup.
Yeah.
So what had happened, I didn't want to go, so I'd have my second cup because it's what I always did, but I'd hang on to it, and by the time I got to work, it wasn't there. It was like it was gone.
Like the snake retreating back into the hole.
That's right. Anyway, so that sort of went on until I couldn't go, and the problem I had was, so every time we had sex or something, I was scared of anything happening or popping out or, letting one go because of all the pressure that I knew and I felt in there. Like, even just bending over, it just felt like I was going to drop one. So I ended up with a bad pain in my stomach. The pain went all the way up my side. I went to the doctors and got ultrasounds and x-rays, and basically the doctor told me that I was full of shit. Eventually, I ended up having to have an enema and a leg. Because what happened, because it's like a plug at the bottom.
Right.
So okay. You have to get rid of that plug. So anyway, so I had multiple things to try and make me go.
So it's almost like a cork from a wine bottle.
Exactly, exactly. It's nearly like pop, pop. Anyway, different type of sound. But anyway, so I had to have all this stuff to make me go. So by the time I went... he was there, heard the whole thing, so you can imagine 10 days worth of build up, the stench, the sounds that I was making, so it really was not worth it.
Anonymous, you should have just bitten the bullet and done it at his house.
I know. Anyway, we were together for 11 years and had a child, so do you know what I mean? He saw the worst anyway, so I say.
He saw the worst.
The band-aid off. You know what? That definitely...
you deserve a bottle of wine.
Deserves a bottle of wine. All yours. Thank you, Anonymous. Thanks for calling.
What a story.
I told you.
I didn't believe you. I should have trusted you, Matty.
You should have. Hey, up next, producer Jackson and I were trying to get Tracy Grimshaw from A Current Affair on the show the other day. And we ran into some roadblocks, didn't we, just? So we're going to chat more about our experience with that next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Currently 14 degrees at Belmont. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Grevo. And this morning we've got our own A Current Affair drama. Yes, the other day a story came out about Tracy Grimshaw disputing New Ideas article on her that she is in fact a massive diva. So we thought, you know what, let's get her on the show.
Perfect.
And talk about it.
Go straight to the source. That's
exactly
what we do.
Now, producer Jackson, very talented at dealing with these, PR manager style people, and we weren't happy the other day, were we?
No, not at all.
So what happened, right? Jackson approached Channel 9 for an interview. There's a publicist there, and God, she's a nightmare, isn't she?
Not the friendliest to deal with.
Okay.
And so do you know what? I've got a pretty big threshold for annoying, rude people. But this one gets to me. So I gave her a buzz.
Yeah, okay.
Straight to the source, tried to line it up, and pretty much just stonewalled straight away. So she was like, no. Very dismissive. You would think that I asked her to do an interview with Tracy on the moon.
So, hang on. So, tell us, what was her sort of reaction, or how did it all go down?
Well, first of all, she was mad that we didn't actually have a pitch, which was fine. Like, the pitch was literally, let's just get her on to sort of address the rumours because she's talking about them in the media. So, that was a problem to begin with. And then she automatically assumed that I wanted it for that day.
And okay. So, you didn't even check when you wanted it?
No. And just told me I was dreaming.
That's so bad.
That's rude.
So let's get this straight. Tracy Grimshaw is disputing facts that she's a diva, or disputing claims she's a diva. We ring her up and her publicist is acting like a diva. So who's the problem?
The publicist?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Perhaps the rumours have come from the fact that the publicist has been difficult with all these media organisations.
Because you know what? I'm the first person to admit this. It's probably bad. I'm probably the one that starts half of these rumours. But if I get kiboshed by a publicist, I just assume that that's the whole team. And
really?
Well, they're getting orders from the top, right?
Well, that's true.
So, you know, I'm not surprised that these rumours are floating around.
Interesting.
Well, this is the problem, see, when you're represented by others. Yeah. I'm sure Tracy, who I quite like, pop culture icon right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
I don't think she would even realise that
her publicist is acting
this way. People
have
been so silly like this.
Most of the time they don't.
See, especially I think Tracy's on a certain level where she'd be like, she probably doesn't even hire that publicist. That'd be hired by someone else.
Yeah, they go through, like, several different people. I have a saying about publicists, actually. I was trying to explain what a publicist is like to my partner, and I said, do you remember Travis the Chimp? Very nice, some of them, but if you get a haircut, they'll rip your face off, I tell you. Just be kind to people.
Absolutely. Your reputation will thank you for it.
Do you know what I've found as well, working in radio? Mm. I feel like the international publicists who deal with and represent big celebrities, much nicer than people here representing small local Aussie stars.
You know what?
I don't know why.
I think you're right. Remember when we had that interview with Adam Lambert? And he was just so chill about the whole thing.
He called the studio up himself.
On his own mobile phone.
It's like, hey, New FM. Hey, man, it's Adam. Literally, if we chat to Dami Im, there's a phone hookup through three people, and then there's some sort of, you know, delay on the telephone line.
It feels like you're talking to the president. Like, we're not.
Do you know what it is? These big LA celebrities are exposed to it. They do so much of it. They're professionals, true professionals. You've got Tracy Grimshaw being wheeled out on the stretcher every sort of 6 months. Oh, whatever, Tracy. And I know someone that dresses people like her. Apparently, she is difficult. That's all
really?
I'm going to say. If she doesn't want to speak to us, I'll speak for her.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up there. We're going to go to the news next. And, of course, Crevo, we're giving away some flowers next with Say Thanks with Flowers at New FM. Good morning.
Perfect. The Novos. Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
Yes, that is right. It is a nice segment we do here every week. Newfm.com.au, if you'd like to send a nice bunch of flowers to someone that you care about, you can nominate them there. This morning, Crevo, we are chatting to Narelle. Good morning, Narelle. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
Oh, yeah, we're really doing good.
We're vibing. We're happy. We're getting to give away flowers. Tell us about your good friend and what they've done.
I have a lovely neighbour who's had a lot of medical problems.
Yeah.
Mostly really major spinal surgery where she can't get out of bed for weeks. But she always finds it in herself. She's a lovely person to help everyone else. She cooks meals for homeless people.
Wow.
No matter what's happening, she's always doing things for other people despite being in a lot of pain.
That's very sweet. So her name is Yvette. She's your neighbour. How long have you lived next to one another for?
12 years.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And you've just always known this is a great person. They go through some hard stuff, but they still help those in need. And that's very nice. Narelle, thank you so much for what you're doing. Of course, we're going to send out A lovely bunch of flowers, thanks to the Posy Post.
She better give you a cup of sugar when you need it, Narelle.
Narelle, thanks for getting in touch with the show. And, of course, if you're wanting to nominate someone for Say Thanks with Flowers, very simple, just head to our website. And a massive thanks again to the Posy Post for hooking us up with that.
Absolutely. The Western Sydney Wanderers are in trouble, Crevo, for their tone-deaf singles night event. So they've put on a little singles night, their match against Perth Glory is coming up. Basically what they say, right, for this singles night is they, you know, run through where it is. It's in Parramatta in Sydney. You know, what the night's all about, speed dating, blah, blah, blah. There's a note at the end, though, of the flyer that says, everyone is welcome. However, please note this is a heterosexual event. Now, we got chatting about this yesterday because, I mean, we're kind of split because you were quite offended by this.
Yeah, I thought this is ridiculous. I mean, I just feel like in this day and age, can I have a singles night? Everyone's welcome. You know, let's just get everyone involved and invited. And, you know, because that's the way it should be. It should be equal opportunity for love.
It's quite a contradiction because, as I said, they say everyone is welcome, although you gays, you go over in the corner and you're not allowed. And I'm just going to put it out there, right? This is not just men. There are lesbians out there as well.
100%.
And especially, and I'm not trying to generalize, but I know a fair few girls who are lesbians that play soccer.
Yeah.
So I think that they should be more offended than, you know, than the guys. That's just my first impression of this. I'm not too offended by it because, you know what, we've got our own things. Do you know what? I, as a gay man, don't want to go to your bullshit single night. Do you know what I mean? I don't need to do that.
But, like, would you not feel more comfortable if it was just a singles night for everyone?
I think that's how it should be. Yeah. But, I mean,
but it's not winding you up in the same way it is with me.
I'm not that offended by it, but I guess I'm kind of, like, desensitized to this kind of stuff because I've had to put up with it my whole life. Yeah. But I think, you know, 13:10:09, we're going to get your thoughts on it next. Right or wrong, the Wanderers single night, should they have said that? Do you think they're right in specifying that they only want heterosexuals attending this singles night?
Or should it just be open for everyone?
Exactly. Taking your calls next after Dermot Kennedy outnumbered at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Dermot Kennedy outnumbered. This is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 25 on the coast today, 26 at the valley and 24 across the lake. 13:10:09 this morning, having a bit of a debate here. The Western Sydney Wanderers, they've got a singles night coming up next month. Now, in the brochure that they've sent out, they've specified on that everyone is welcome. However, please note this is a heterosexual event. So basically what they're saying is, hey, if you're gay, go over there. You're not allowed to participate, essentially.
Yeah, and I actually found this in a weird way, I think, more offensive than you did, because I was like, especially with being a sporting club, being inclusive is more and more important. I just think the more things like this that exclude people, it just builds it into the culture as being okay.
I don't see that and go, this makes me angry.
Mm.
The reason being, I honestly do think, obviously very offensive.
Mm.
I just think when you've grown up like this, and you've dealt with these sorts of, you know, barbs and taunts, you kind of get used to it. And as sad as that is, you develop a thick skin when things like this appear.
Like it just water off a duck's back.
I think the point here is so many different sporting codes now are putting inclusivity at the top of their agenda in terms of making everyone feel welcome. Sporting clubs are meant to make people feel comfortable and you know, be included in a group. So I think what this is doing is essentially just screwing over, you know, those steps forward that they've made. So give us your thoughts. 13:10:09. Let's go to the phones. Red, good morning. Hello, Red.
No, hey boys, there are we?
Yeah, good mate. Good, Red. What are your thoughts on this, mate?
Oh, I just think that, you know, majority of society doesn't think that gay or straight a problem, but why why does, like, the straight people, like, jump up and down when we have those sort of events, you know? Like, we don't, the straight society doesn't jump up and down when gay people are doing their Mardi Gras or that sort of shit.
Mm. Yeah, that's, I hear what you're saying, Red.
You know what, though? Do you think, Red, that at the end of the day, you know, do you accept the fact that, hey, gay people are now allowed to get married? That, to me, is what I think, you know, should make us included in this, because it's like, you know what, we're just like everyone else. We want to find love. I understand that people are uncomfortable sometimes with gay people around, but is that an issue for you rather than for us?
Oh, mate, it's not an issue to me at all. I just sort of get a bit upset that the gay society jumps up and down every time that straight people want to do something their way, you know what I mean? That's the bit that gets on people's gate, you know?
Yeah, look, you're entitled to your opinion. I just think, you know, it does what we're saying. Do you play sport yourself, Red?
I'm getting a bit old for that these days, mate.
Yeah, yeah. See, obviously what we were just saying before, a lot of sporting codes now are really taking this sort of thing seriously, because when you go and play a sport or you're involved in sport, it's meant to be an experience that's inclusive of everyone.
For the community.
And I mean, do you know what? I don't understand in the first place why they're putting on a singles night. Like, what does that have to do with the game of football? That's where I'm at with that.
Well, that's maybe its own thing.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, some people say, you know, when gay cult, you know, the straights jump up and down or whatever. Mm. It's like the gays jump up and down. It's not. It actually goes so much deeper than that.
Mm.
I think it really does. Like, it stems. Now I'm offended. it stems.
I knew we'd get there.
It comes from such a darker and deeper place. It's not a throwaway comment just to be like, oh, you know, we jump up and down the Mardi Gras. There's so much history and hurt and love and celebration, everything sort of put into this one melting pot.
Mm.
And it's, people don't understand the history behind it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it is just purely a matter of
this
ignorance.
To me is like, right, I'm very offended now. I wasn't,
but I'm glad I got you on my side.
Do you know what, though? It's like, it's such a primal thing to say. So it's almost like saying, hey, John, you're black. You're not allowed into our party because you're black.
Mm.
Or, you know, it's the exact same thing.
It's just pure discrimination.
Pure discrimination. And I think these guys, they have rectified it, I will say that. But yeah, it's just disgusting, really.
The fact that it happened at all, to start with.
I mean, there's probably some homophobic pig that works in their marketing team that, you know, clearly has an issue with gay people. That's gone, you know what, I'm going to make a point of it, because it really does take a pig to make a point of that.
Yeah, it's easy. It would have just been easy to leave it off the fly.
Just leave it off. Do you know what? Guaranteed, not many gay people would go to that, because we know.
That it's, yeah.
It's just a thing. We know. We're not going to go to your BS soccer pretend match single night. Like, screw you.
It shouldn't be like that, but hey, anyway, you know what? Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and thanks to Red for calling up.
Like, and Red, nothing against you, Red.
No.
And, like, you're absolutely entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm not jumping up and down, but it's like, you know, like I said, it goes to that fact of, you know, it's discrimination. It's just, you got to call, you do have to call it out.
Yep, you do.
And society won't get better unless people call it out.
100%.
Anyway, that's my soapbox done. What's the goss up next, Jackson?
I'm going to get on my soapbox and talk about celebrities.
Excellent.
Nice. What Dolly Parton wants for her 75th birthday. I got details on that. That's
722.
Interesting.
Fantastic. Doing it.
Love
next.
It.
You with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Novos. What's the goss?
Producer Jackson is here with What's the Goss, what is making goss, my friend.
Oh, yeah. So, Dolly Parton is in the news.
Jolene.
I had to play this. My favourite grab from American Dad. Whenever do I get to play Roger the Alien and Dolly Parton song at the same time? Right
very
now.
Rarely.
10 points.
Enjoy it. So, she's opened up about retirement and what she wants for her next birthday, because she just turned 74. So, what do you boys want when you're 75 for your big B-day?
Do you know what?
Longevity.
A new chair.
Okay, very distant to what Dolly wants.
I don't
plan to retire. I just turned 74, and I plan to be on the cover of Playboy magazine again. See, I did Playboy magazine years ago. I thought it'd be such a hoot if they'll go for it. I don't know if they will.
I hope this happens.
Wow. She's spent so much money, though, over the years on her girlfriends. I mean, she's proud to show them off. That's true. Into it.
She actually talks about her appearance as well. I don't have the grab, but she says that she's fully aware she looks like a cartoon character. and she just wants to flaunt that on the cover of Playboy.
You know what?
That's
someone who's, like, self-aware, isn't it? And is okay just being a cartoon character,
she's
as is so well put,
like,
there.
The OG boss. And, like, I was watching a few of her interviews. She does not strike me as a 75-year-old almost. Do you know what I mean?
No, she's very, very fashionable, Dolly Parton.
Mm.
I've got to say, I don't think she looks that much like a cartoon character. She's selling herself short.
Yeah, I think she's looking good. And she surrounds herself with very cool friends. She's like the godmother of Miley Cyrus. They're always hanging out. She's just cool. Like, I want to be friends with Dolly Parton.
There's a night I want to be involved in. Dolly Parton and Miley hanging out on the sauce.
I thought you were going to say the Playboy shoot. I was like, that's very unlike you.
Oh, good on her. Go, Dolly.
Well, it'd be very interesting to see if she goes for it.
Well, we've got a year to wait.
Or go for it, rather.
Would you buy that, Crevo?
No.
No, absolutely.
do you know what? I would buy it just for the pop culture sort of history of that.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Dolly Parton does like to, I've just noticed, lean back. If you ever see her in a photo ever again, she's almost always leaning backwards.
That is true. I'm just looking on Google right now. Thank you, Jackson. Age, sex, location, minutes away. We are looking for Crevo.
A 37-year-old female from the Newcastle City Council area.
If that is you, give us a ring. 37 female, Newcastle Council area. We're spinning the cash balls next with age, sex, location.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
To know those.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you? 37-year-old female from the Newcastle Council area. If that is you, 131009. We have $1,000 cold hard cash to give away, Crevo. All you've got to do is ring us, give us your lucky number between 1 and 30. If it pops out of our little cash ball contraption, you'll win the moolah. It is that simple.
Very, very easy. And Angela is our lucky caller through. Hey, Angela, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
That's excellent. You're from Shortland. How is it there this morning?
Yeah, nice. Got the mozzies going as usual.
Hey, I wonder who has more mozzies, us here in Sandgate or Angela in Shortland? I reckon we might win, Angela. What are your thoughts?
You might just get over Shortland in that one.
We are at the back of a creek, so quite
possible. Well,
that's
very true. We're right on the swamp here.
They call it the Sandgate Hilton.
Mm. The Hilton's not as fancy as it is here. Don't be so insulting. All right, Angela, we just need a number between 1 and 30. What are you picking?
19.
Spin the cash balls.
Let's do it.
Crevo. Look at him bouncing around. I'm sending you all the good vibes to you, Angela, because I would love nothing more than to give you the money right now.
Same. Not my money. Don't care.
All right, here we go. It's popping out. Why number 19, Angela?
I just randomly picked.
Very good. Sometimes awesome. The best way. Kiss it. Kiss it before you reveal.
I'm not kissing it.
Why? Bad luck?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually don't like to look at it until
Can
we
I
all...
reveal?
Yeah, sure. I haven't looked at it.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
For $1,000, Maddie.
Oh, Angela, I'm sorry. It's 20.
Are you kidding?
Oh, that was close.
It's literally 20. This is happening a lot, this one-off. Sorry, Angela. Thank you, though, for playing. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, your cash for your car today. I can't believe that.
20?
That's a load of rubbish.
Anyway, a round of love it or loathe it up next. It's my turn to get your and Jackson's thoughts on the daily topic.
Excellent. 7:46 with the Novos and UFM. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or...
Loathe it. This time, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yours and Jackson, that is. Kicking things off today, mascots like you have at sporting matches.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe.
Love it.
You're into the costumes, Jackson?
I think they're great, especially those videos of the ones that go rogue and attack the crowd or they fall over. So good.
Well, God, they love a dance-off competition with a security guard in America, don't they?
Yes, especially to the soundtrack Peanut Butter Jelly Term.
Something very creepy about a person, a grown adult in a mascot suit.
Really?
Well, I just don't like the fact I can't see them. I don't know who they are. They could be someone I know.
Well, that's possible.
Very weird.
They're very fun to dress up in. I actually worked at Eagle Boys for like 3 days before I got fired. But I got to go out in the mascot suit and I had the time of my life.
What was the Eagle Boys mascot?
It was like a giant headed sort of...
Pizza?
No, like a child.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very strange. Very stinky within the little headpiece as well.
Sometimes, well, think about it. You're going to have like... years of teenage sweat in there.
Sometimes, though, you look at some mascots and you go to yourself, I don't get it. Why would they have an oversized kid as the Eagle Boys pizza mascot?
Great question.
They used to make great pizza, Eagle Boys, actually.
Not when I worked there.
Very heavy on the barbecue sauce. Reason I bring this up is that there's a Saudi Arabian oil firm has gotten a worker to dress up in a hand sanitizer mascot suit.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, like...
I get it, but...
Yeah, you know, like the...
Just put a notice up in the lunchroom.
I know, right? Like, you know the hand sanitizing, like, box thing that you have? Like, the automatic ones? Mm-hmm. He was dressed up in a suit of that.
Who's got the money to spend on that? Big oil
company.
Well,
big oil company is a great point. All right, next topic. Vegan sausages. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Loathe it.
Okay.
No good.
Reason this comes up, Bunnings now, there's one Bunnings store that's going to be having a vegan sausage sizzle, and this has absolutely fired people up. They're saying, at least give us an alternative.
No.
But apparently, they did one in Melbourne, very successful.
Oh, that typical Melbourne, though.
Yeah, that would happen in Melbourne.
Hipster central.
You know what I'm saying? Bring back the onion for that sausage sizzle, and vegans slip on it. I hate this fake meat stuff. No.
Not a fan.
Well, people are saying, I was reading a few articles yesterday, actually, on fake meat. People think because it's vegan or plant-based that it's healthy and good for you. It's actually full of crap.
There's a lot of salt in a lot of these things. Like, very salty. Anyway.
So are they not doing both?
So solely a
vegan sausage sizzle.
Yeah, this particular event, they were doing a purely a vegan one because they said it was so successful in Melbourne that they're having a crack at it. Now, I don't think it would go that well in Newey.
No.
I just don't feel like Walls End Bunnings Saturday morning they'd sell out.
There was Bunnings in Islington or Cook's Hill, perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah, Cook's Hill, maybe. Just down from Harris Farm. You might be in with a chance.
Oh, gosh. Hey, coming up next, there's been big debate online in the last 24 hours about the Newcastle show. I went to the show. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
I'm a fan of shows. I think they're cool.
A lot of people are asking, though, is the Newcastle show still relevant?
Is that because it's like Newey, they're saying, isn't an agricultural town anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, a lot of people complaining, thousands of people, just in general, with an opinion on this. So we're just literally putting the question out there. I think it's great. I think it's a way to bring families together. Mm. You know, it's really cool. I love the vibe there. 13:10:09, what are your thoughts on the Newcastle show? Is it still relevant? If so, tell us why. If not, give us your reasons. Doing it after the news at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle, you're with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo, 105.3 New FM. It's 12 minutes past 8, tops of 25 on the coast today, 24 around the lake. 13:10:09 this morning, we are asking the question, yes or no, do we really still need the Newcastle show? Crevo, a lot of chatter about this online overnight, a lot of debate. Very split down the middle.
Interesting stuff, isn't it? Because My automatic thought is any event's good for Newey. But then some people were saying, hey, you know, maybe we need something more modern. Is it time to move into the, you know, Newey being a bigger city now? Is it really a regional showtown?
That's the question. I went to the show this year. I think they do a great job. They really hit the refresh button on the marketing, the whole overall vibe. I think it was really good. They introduced a lot of free events. So
That's good.
They did try and make it more affordable for families.
Mm.
At the end of the day, a lot of people complaining about the prices of the rides. But if you go to Sydney, right, over Easter, Sydney Easter show,
it's
so much more expensive than the Newcastle show.
You got to rob a bank on the way down.
A lot of the time, it's the same rides.
Yeah.
So you do actually get them a lot cheaper here in Newcastle.
It's good value if you look at it from that perspective.
And I like the fact that it's a lot smaller here.
Mm.
You go to the Easter show in Sydney, it's just a nightmare.
Oh, the queues, all that sort of stuff.
Anyway, taking your calls, what are your thoughts? 131009. Let's go to Sonia. Hey, Sonia.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, doing well. Thoughts on the show? Do we keep it or get rid of it?
I think it definitely has to stay. I think it's a great thing for people that can't get down to Sydney for the Easter show down there.
Yeah.
But I seriously, $70 for a family of four to get through the gate to me is ludicrous. Mm. People are struggling. There's been droughts. There's been fires. You know, like, you're trying to take your kids out for the night and you're up for the time you've had a drink and entry, you've already spent $100.
Yeah.
You know, I think that and there was a good crowd there, don't get me wrong, I was surprised.
So did you go this year, Sonia?
My daughter was supposed to barrel race there. That was cancelled, so I decided to go with her and her girlfriend, and those four of us went, and, like, yeah, it was just, it was just the entry fee. I was literally shocked when we got to the gate of what it cost. Because
so
normally,
like,
I guess, I don't know, when we go in with the horse float on and the horses, it doesn't cost us. She gets in for nothing.
Yeah.
But I just thought $70 for families.
That's a lot.
I get that perspective as well, because you're right, people do struggle. But like I said, I think, you know, it's a good thing to have in Newcastle. It's very community-centric. Mm. I do like the fact I went in there against my will with Jade. I will say that when she woke me up to enter a cake. But just going around, take away the rides and stuff, right? I went around and had a look at some of the, you know, the little exhibitions and the cakes and the patchwork, not my vibe whatsoever. But people love and breed this stuff. The people that do it, they love it.
They
live
for
that. It's
their
life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you, very hard to take that away from someone.
Very,
you know?
True.
And I do think it has its place. Newcastle's, it is a bigger city, but it's not still a small town vibe.
In a way, you're absolutely right.
Thanks for your call, Sonia.
Hey, Karen, how you doing? Karen, you there? Karen, maybe disagreed.
See ya, Kaz.
Maybe totally disagreed with that.
That's
the
number one thing that people are saying, the price of it. But like I said, you got to give them points, though. They did introduce a whole lot of free activities for families. You know, if you can't afford it, that's, you know, that's just how it is. Mm. I mean, you don't take your kids on all the rides.
Take them
on two rides or three rides instead of seven or eight, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Just cut down a bit.
And the free activities were really good.
Mm.
Like, they, you know, you'd take your
kids. Gotta give them credit.
And it's the whole vibe of it as well, I think.
It's the vibe of the thing.
You go there, you know, early evening, the sun's going down,
you know,
the lights are everywhere. It's
carnival
cool.
atmosphere.
I love it, yeah.
Awesome. Next, guys, this is a bit interesting because there's been this recording that's been released of these Russian pranksters who apparently have a recording of them pretending to be Greta Thunberg's parents pranking Prince Harry. Now, a lot of news sources, because I've been trying to do my research on whether this is real or whether it's fake, a lot of news sources are reporting the story with the caveat that they're not 100% sure if it's real. Now, we've had a listen to the audio. To us, it sounds real.
I'm going to say I think that it's real.
I'm unsure still, but we've got to play you the audio because it is pretty amazing.
If they've
pulled this off,
biggest stitch up of all time.
Unbelievable, really. Anyway, we'll get into it next and unpack a bit more of what's going on, because there's quite a story here.
Excellent. 8:17 with the Novos of 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Green Day. Love across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. 8:24. We love pranks here. And this prank, allegedly, that's taken down... It's very, very exciting stuff here.
Yeah, Prince Harry, or as we should call him now, Harry, apparently pranked by these Russian pranksters. Now, they're saying that they were able to get him on the phone and pretend to be... It's in two parts, apparently. Part of it, they pretend to be Greta Thunberg, the climate activist,
yeah.
And part of it, they're pretending to be Greta Thunberg's parents.
So what's the history behind this prank? So they've obviously tried to, you know...
These guys have actually pranked a bunch of other people before, and what's making me a little bit sceptical is... A lot of news sources are reporting on this, but they're all saying, like, with the caveat, this may be fake. Because you got to remember that there are a lot of, like, impersonators out there, and this is the sort of thing that could be faked.
Putting the bets on the table right now, if you, like, no choice, yes or no, do you think it's real? Having heard the audio, which we'll play in a sec.
I actually think it is real.
What about you, Jackson?
I was skeptical to begin with, but no one, not even the palace, has spoken out. So I'm starting to think maybe it's a little bit real.
Shall we listen?
Let's have a listen.
Here it is.
Well, unfortunately, the world is being led by some very sick people. I don't mind saying this to you guys. The mere fact that Donald Trump is pushing the coal industry so big in America, the effect that has on the climate, again, out of sight, out of mind. You know, if Donald Trump can become the president of the United States of America, then anything's possible, right?
Gotta be him.
The voice sounds very similar.
The inflections are the same. I know that's maybe the go-to thing when you're trying to rip off someone's voice, but... I think it is.
It's possible. So they haven't released the full audio of this. They say that's coming out
soon.
They
talk about Brexit and stuff.
Exactly
in the
right.
Call as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But they've just given us this like teaser, if you will. And now Sydney Morning Herald, I'd say usually pretty reputable. They're saying the voice on the audio does appear to be that of the 35-year-old grandson of the Queen, who passionately talks about the global environmental crisis. But they're not saying 100%. Nobody is verifying this
yet. Hang on,
let's
listen once more.
Well, unfortunately, the world is being led by some very sick people. I don't mind saying this to you guys. The mere fact that Donald Trump is pushing the coal industry so big in America, the effect that has on the climate, again, out of sight, out of mind. You know, if Donald Trump can become the president of the United States of America, then anything's possible, right?
Oh, if they've pulled this off, wow.
If that's any indication of what they're going to fall for, strap yourself in for Megxit. This is going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, now, we were talking about this before, like, how could this happen? And we're saying, hey, maybe they don't have their royal minders anymore. He'd be just answering his own phone
now.
That's
what I'm thinking. I mean, he should have taken some advice from Karl Stefanovic and his brother. I mean, don't bag other people out.
Unless you want to do it, make sure you do it in person if you do. I mean, very, very tricky situation. We'll see how
this
unfolds.
What's going to happen, though? Honestly.
Well, we don't know what's going to be
in that about Donald Trump anyway. Let's be real.
That's true, but we don't know what's in this Megxit bit that they're holding back. Like, this is just the teaser to get the world in a bit of a fury, I guess.
I can't wait for this, actually.
This could also assert their openness as the new sort of generation of Meghan and Harry, too. This could be all a PR stunt.
Well, that's true as well.
That's possible. They're taking calls from anyone. Give out your number. If that's the case, we'll have a chat.
100%. Hey, the List King, Bruno Boucher, is joining us on the show next with his new list that's just been released, the 100% accurate list of Australian cities.
That's right. It's the power rankings of cities of this great country. We've said before, Newcastle is on it. He'll reveal where we sit in the list just after the news.
Okay, 8:28. Good morning, Yui.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Straight after this, chatting to our mate Bruno Boucher, a.k.a. The List King. He's released his 100% accurate Australian City Power Rankings list. Newcastle is on the list.
We're going to find out where this man is a bit of a myth, a bit of a legend, and we're going to chat to him in just a couple of minutes.
All right, straight after Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber, 10,000 hours at New FM. Good morning. Justin Bieber, Dan and Shay, 10,000 hours. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Partly cloudy day today, 25 on the coast, 26 at Maitland and the Valley. Bruno, the List King is here.
What does it mean to be a king?
Hey guys, so today's topic of the day is called Put It On The
Let's
List.
Let's eat. I'm hungry.
So what are some of the things we would put on the list to get better in music and life?
And now we have Bruno.
Oh, here he is. Hey, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, man. How many Red Bulls have you had this morning? Jesus. I love it.
Oh, I just love chatting to my guys, you know.
I'm only assuming that the energy drink list is next by the sounds of it.
Mate, the list, amazing. I'm loving it. Give us the good news. Did we make it?
Guys, the good news is not only did you make it, which, you know, can be a worry on a list that goes anywhere from cat vomit to God tier, but the great news is you guys are on top.
Oh,
yes!
Congratulations.
Oh, mate, I was so happy when I saw this because I messaged Bruno yesterday, Creve. I'm like, oh, yeah, can you come on the show if we're on the list? He's like, of course you're on the list.
I love it.
I love the new tier that you've added this time, Bruno, the Gold Coast tier, right at the bottom of the list.
Well, yeah, it's not a bad observation because, you see, I originally had Gold Coast under the cat vomit tier, and I was looking at the list and I kind of thought to myself, you know, that's really unfair on cat vomit.
Now, there's a bit of a rivalry that goes on between Newey and the Central Coast.
Mm.
I've seen your Facebook post, man. God, those coasties are bitter people. They're like jumping on your throat. It's like, man, relax.
Yeah, but you know, here's what's really interesting about the Central Coast people is they'll say to me, listen, yes, the Central Coast is disgusting and no one wants to live there, but it's not for an out-of-towner like you to be telling us that. So they're not denying it. They know that that they're living in a rat's nest, but they weren't particularly pleased with me letting everyone know about that.
Now, because I grew up on the Central Coast, and even I know that just doesn't have the culture of here, you know, like of Newcastle. So that's obviously why we're many ranks up.
Well, yeah, also, you guys have the advantage of having beaches that don't smell like a public toilet. That's also a very big difference with the Central Coast.
So I love your description of Newey, Bruno. What I love about Newcastle is that the locals love to bag the place, true, but the second an out-of-towner puts shit on Newey, they're unlikely to have all 32 teeth intact. It's just...
Oh, my God, yes. I've seen Novocatherians throw down over someone even giggling at a joke that they had made themselves about Newcastle.
It's so true.
Yeah. I love that.
Now, Bruno, bit of a scandal in the list world after Yahoo has been found to be ripping off your list.
No, what dogs?
What's the latest on this? Are you going to take them down or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I have been going after them. So just to really explain what happened, a few weeks ago I came out with a list of Cadbury, the chocolate block.
Right? Yeah,
of course.
And it got a really good reaction. People are, you know, like debating it and stuff. And then all of a sudden, this random bakery somewhere in Sydney steals my list, hits up Yahoo 7, like hits them up and is like, oh, look at this list I put together. And Yahoo 7 then does an article on them and is like, oh, wow, look at this list. What a great idea. And I'm here wearing my crown, just like, hang on a second, I've just been burgled.
Yeah, well, there's nothing worse than getting your very own house robbed.
But they actually copied the list, like for like, yeah?
Well, yeah, they stole my rankings.
Outrageous.
And then they used, like Microsoft Word to move a few things around. Microsoft Paint, I should say. So, yeah, like, that wasn't a nice feeling, you know, but... at least you guys know who the OG List King is, and I appreciate that.
Of course we do, mate. Of course.
There's only one List King.
Oh, mate.
And
well,
it's you.
We're so happy. Newey, God's here. Couldn't be happier. Making sense there. The List King, Bruno. Thanks for joining us, mate. Love your work.
Love you guys so much. Have a good one.
See you, Bruno. Bye, man. Oh, so good.
What a legend.
Ape Sex Location. Up next, we are looking for...
a 20-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area. If you're 20, female, and from Maitland, 13-10-09, a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 right now.
Doing it next. 8:44. Good morning.
The Novos. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, real. The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Oh, there's no easier way to get $1,000 than this game. It's the simplest, really. And that's why we're keeping it that way.
All you gotta do is be calling and you could be balling.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Straight out of the hood. On 13-10-09, we are looking for a 20-year-old female from Maitland.
Okay, we have one. Jess from Rutherford. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Jess. What's on for your day?
Sorry?
What are you up to today?
Oh, not too much. We're just going to head into Newcastle, go to the beach.
Go to the beach. What's your go-to? Merriweather, Bar Beach. What's your plan?
Merriweather, for sure.
Of course, of course. Beautiful down there. Shame that Surf Fest is over now. You could have had the old pervert, all the hot surfers there last week, Jess.
Yes.
Get yourself a little cocoa whip.
Happy
walk up
days.
And down. Oh, it's a great day as well. Look at that. A bit of sun kicking about. Perfect.
All right, Jess, we want to give you $1,000 cash money. How good would that be? All you've got to do, give us your number. We'll spin the cash balls. What's your number?
11.
Legs 11.
11. Here we go. Spin those balls, Fredo. Here we go. Number 11 we're looking for. Here it comes. All right, Jess, here we go.
Okay, for $1,000, what are you going to use it for if you score it?
Put it towards a new car.
Oh, yeah. Are you driving a bit of a bomb at the moment, or...?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
But you're just wanting something a bit... A fresh ride, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you picked 11. It's 12.
Are you kidding me?
No, look at that.
Oh, Jess... You know, this happened this morning as well.
This is the second time.
Here's a new plan for tomorrow. Anyone that plays, whatever number you're doing, add one. Sorry, Jess. Thanks, doll. Have a great day at the beach.
Enjoy the day, yeah.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Man!
It's getting close.
All right, anyway, back again tomorrow. Age, sex, location. Producer Jackson.
Yo, good morning.
Hello.
How are you? How disappointing is that one number off?
Twice in a row.
I'd be so cut. I'd hang up.
I'd be filthy. Yeah, me too. Jess was a sweetheart hanging around.
She's a very polite girl.
See you later, guys. Hey, 105 commercial free on the way. What's
Yo,
coming up, man?
Sixpence and None the Richer.
Do you sing that to your husband when you get home?
Absolutely not. I don't want anyone to come near me when I get home for a good solid, I don't know, 6 hours. Talk to me on
the
weekend,
the
champion. Bit of this. Gonna slow it down with Katy Perry. Do you know what, guys? I'm gonna be real with you. I'm so clucky now that Katy Perry's sporting this baby bump.
Are you really?
Oh, I want a baby so bad. I don't even have a womb and it aches. I'm like, what's going
on?
You
go through these stages,
yeah,
don't you?
You do. It's certain celebs when they get pregnant. Jackson's like, I want a kid.
You know what? Katy Perry in the country at the moment, she did a bushfire relief concert down in Victoria yesterday. God, she's glowing.
She is.
She's looking great.
She's got that baby glow. Do you know what? I told someone yesterday I was talking about being clucky. I said I wanted 7 kids. They nearly fell off their chair.
Love this.
As well. This is a good vibe.
You know what? I would love to date Lauv.
Oh, yeah?
I want someone to sing songs to
like
me.
Like that.
He's a very cool New York City guy. I'd approve of that. I'd come visit.
Would you?
Yeah. That's nice. Just going back to you wanting 6 kids?
Seven.
Seven. Do you really want seven kids?
Yeah, yeah, I want to be the Angelina Jolie of Newcastle.
Jackson Jolie?
I love
it. It's got a ring to it.
I'm not driving a minivan, though. That's definitely not
cheap. I was
going to
say, like, once you go past three, you got to get a bigger car,
don't
you?
You need the people mover, Jackson, when you get to
that stage. How many can you even fit in a Range Rover?
I think it's like six. We'll just have to get a convoy.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's fine.
Or just use your ute at the moment, chuck them in the trailer in the back.
I don't think Jackson is putting his seven kids in the train.
No, no, minimum two Uber Luxes rocking up to the house.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. Thanks, Jackson. We'll be back tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.